Blackstone Audio presents The Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth. Part 1. Anatomy of a Plot. Chapter 1. It is cold at 6:40 in the morning of a March day in Paris, and seems even colder when a man is about to be executed by firing squad. At that hour, on March 11, 1963, in the main courtyard of the Fort d'Ivry, a French Air Force colonel stood before a stake driven into the chilly gravel as his hands were bound behind the post, and stared with slowly diminishing disbelief at the squad of soldiers facing him 20 meters away. A foot scuffed the grit, a tiny release from tension as the blindfold was wrapped around the eyes of Lieutenant Colonel Jean-Marie Bastien Thierry, age 35. Blotting out the light for the last time. The mumbling of the priest was a helpless counterpoint to the crackling of 20 rifle bolts as the soldiers charged and cocked their carbines. Beyond the walls, a Berlier truck blared for a passage as some smaller vehicle crossed its path toward the center of the city. The sound died away, masking the take-your-aim order from the officer in charge of the squad. The crash of rifle fire, when it came, caused no ripple on the surface of the waking city, other than to send a flutter of pigeons skyward for a few moments. The single whack, seconds later, of the coup de grace was lost in the rising din of traffic from beyond the walls. The death of the officer, leader of a gang of secret army organization killers who had sought to shoot the president of France, was to have been an end to further attempts on the president's life. By a quirk of fate.